Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Hartley, another quick rant of truth. I'm just going to tell you the quick way to analyze the world is when something is so exceptional as to never have a predecessor and nothing that's even close. So the latest is thousands of cattle dying in Kansas. Okay, I live in the state. And so has it been hot? Sure. Has it been hyper hot like July's and August's? No. I mean, the heat index is over 100. That's it. And, but that, you know, that includes the, you know, factoring in humidity. I mean, it's been getting up to 105 heat humidity, which is a little bit hot for June. But July and August, there's no shortage of days that are that hot and with heat, with heat index especially. So we have reports of thousands of heads of cattle dying. Well, I hate to tell you this, just like I've said it before, when all of a sudden there were five times as many school shootings as ever, and then when all of a sudden there were, you know, literally 1,000 times more coverage over a disease than ever. And then all of a sudden, there was more coverage and backing of a mandatory vaccine and more propaganda for it times 1,000 than ever before, times 10,000, times 1,000,000,000. All that tells you something else is going on. The track history of the world and reality is too much for there to be anything else going on. Now, exactly what it is, you can speculate, but it's going to be a small number of things. Okay, thousands of heads of cattle do not die in Kansas in June just because of humidity. The heat index is in the low 100s, below 110, because that heat index is not that rare. And tens of thousands of heads of cattle do not die in Kansas every year. That is, does not happen. So something else is going on. So we have to at least speculate with an educated guess. Yes, it's an educated guess because you have to try to understand motivation. So the motivation, who knows? I mean, we're now at a chaos event after chaos event. That's all it is. It's just one chaos event after another. It free enterprise can no longer be trusted to help us through things because it's not being allowed. I mean, I know about the food processing plant weirdness and fires going on. That seems odd. I've never looked into it. I just see a bunch of stories about way too many of them having fires. And being demolished or destroyed by some means or another. It seems to me that the purpose right now is to bring down the regular economy. It's just the continued purpose. We had it during COVID, and now they're just going on. They realize they can get away with as much criminality as they want, and they want America to go down the tubes and to be more and more centrally controlled. And you more and more centrally control by taking away the wealth from people, but you having your gig to get your wealth. Well, Amazon's gig is to be the place that everybody orders from anyway, because they don't have to get them to the stores. And I'll bet you no Amazon warehouses are getting destroyed. And so the chaos event is this somehow supply chain disaster, even for domestic products. It makes zero sense. The food supply should not be a supply chain disaster. So you have the inflation of all the trillions that we threw into the economy. Now you have the inflation due to supply chain disasters, and everything is just, everything is a constant barrage of disruption and chaos. And that's for a very specific reason. And you can just call it, the motivation is chaos. You don't have to go any further than that. And then you can bring in a side motivation, which is you convince some of these idiots that no amount of freedom is worth people, I should say, should be allowed. If instead we should say we need to get people off of meat. So some idiots as a subset will convince themselves, not seeing the tyrannical aspect and the other implications of doing this, that, well, however we get people off of meat, that's a good thing. And that will include all the way up to, hey, maybe if we don't have enough meat for them, we'll wean them off of the meat. And then, you know, meat being whatever it is, two or three times more expensive than it used to be. So it's a continued supply chain shortage of things that there's no reason we should have supply chain shortages on. It's just continued chaos, guys. There's zero, when I tell you zero chance, there's zero chance that a rancher loses 3,000 cattle and they all just die next to each other. That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. Stu Peters and others have had video driving by of these cattle just laying there on the ground. That is not heat death. It's not. There's any number of different strengths of physical, able to survive, ability to survive stress. And I guarantee you, we didn't get to the point where 100% die. That would be something else going on, plainly and simply. And I don't know how we ever get out of it, because clearly now the law enforcement agencies are co-opted and no one is investigating anything of high crimes anymore, of massive crimes. We have flipped so far past the edge that everybody is too scared of what these criminals have been allowed to do. If we took exactly one, a Hillary Clinton or the like, and put them in prison, and everybody saw that it was real and that we would do it, so there is no untouchable, things would change quickly. But yet we see none of that happening. We see criminals deciding that they have enough power and enough control and enough networking among their fellow criminals that they are untouchable. And so they're not scared of nightmares of their cell mate taking advantage of them, or of the shower scenes, or of just basically being beaten to death by criminals who don't have anything better to do, or just the fear of being in that environment after being an elite. As soon and if we ever have that, it could turn around. But right now, all we have is chaos event after chaos event. And open and closed, this is an artificial cause. There is, again, zero chance. I know Kansas. I live in Kansas. Is it hot at the moment? It is. Is it so hot that thousands of cattle on an individual ranch should die practically next to each other? No, that is a physical impossibility. Just as it was a physical impossibility that COVID was a pandemic. It never was. All the data said it was. It was not early. All the data early said it hits the oldest people, and anybody under 50 almost never even has an effect. They can have a case of it, but without a comorbidity, they certainly don't have hardly a hospitalization, but certainly never deaths. The younger you go, much under 40, hardly any deaths. And yet they pushed it as though that's not what the data was. They pushed it as though it was poison gas being thrown into the atmosphere. That's not how that works. That's not how any of it works. Viruses cannot concentrate in the atmosphere to that extent, and very little can. And then just like the reality was absolutely not true, that the vaccines were safe, if suddenly the very age that had basically no effect from the virus itself were having effects after the vaccine was introduced, that's a physical impossibility short of the vaccine being the problem. The virus didn't get suddenly worse, and nobody said it got worse. So that was a fable. It just from whole cloth fable that somehow any children outside of major comorbidities, even assuming the vaccine was worth a crap, which it wasn't, needed any of the vaccines, let alone that they should be universally expected to be taken vaccines. An absolute fable, a from whole cloth tale. And then the newest from whole cloth tale is a supply chain shortage, and that is just an artificially, it is an exercise, it is a made-up production. It is a purposeful production there, and that's all it is. And now the head of cattle, thousands of heads of cattle dying from heat in June in Kansas, garbage, absolute garbage. It is not true. So, you know, sometimes you just need to say the facts of the facts and understand just how exceptional something is. At some point, you have to say statistically, now we're beyond probability, beyond possibility. And the alleged cause no longer is even within the realm of possibility. And that's where we are. All right, guys, thanks for listening. I'm Tyson Harley. Also catch me over on Chemology 411. Our next topic there, gaslighting, what it is and what it isn't. And we've been going for over a quarter of a decade now.